Okay, welcome everybody. This is Gary Spackman, Interim Director, Department of Water Resources. And this is the time and place for a status conference for a matter that's come back to the department on remand from Judge Melanson, and it's a remand regarding a narrow issue of material injury to a water right that's held by Blue Lakes. Let's see if I get the name right, Dan. Blue Lakes Trout Farm, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Clear Springs Trout Farm. And each, I think the water right for Blue Lakes is 36-7210. And Mr. Simpson, I think the comparable water right is 36-4013B, is that correct? Okay. And I've spent some time in the court documents, and as I read the order granting motion to enforce orders and what Judge Melanson wrote, I apologize for this question, but I ask myself why we are here. And so, because it appeared to me, at least in the scheduling conference in the document, that it contemplated, you know, preparation for a hearing, and yet as I read Judge Melanson's language, it sounds to me like Judge Melanson didn't necessarily want the director to hold a hearing or take any additional evidence on this subject. And so I guess the first thing I'd like to do is get the sense of the parties in this particular issue. Do the parties feel that it was in the intent of the court, and I'd have to go back and look at the previous orders that were issued, that it was the intent of the court for the director to take the record as it is and apply the proper evidentiary standards to the evidence in the record, and does the director have the ability in this remand to take additional evidence? Furthermore, is there any additional evidence to be presented? So I think before we start talking about scheduling, it seems to me those threshold questions ought to be asked, and I'm sorry they weren't asked by me and staff as we prepared this scheduling order. I want to tell everybody that what our intent was, at least in trying to do something, is to try to be quickly responsive to the judge's remand and to try to set the matter in motion. And certainly wanted to do something along those lines before the upcoming matter, I think, that's set before Judge Melanson on the 14th of June. Isn't there a status conference or something scheduled?
That's correct.
So I guess I throw it out to the parties at this point. I haven't taken a roll call. I jumped into it, and I apologize. So let's go around the table. Mr. Steenson.
Got Dan Steenson for Blue Lakes Trout Farm.
Mr. Simpson.
John Simpson for Clear Springs Foods.
Mr. Baxter.
Garrick Baxter here for the Department of Water Resources.
Victoria.
Victoria Weigel, IDWR.
Gary Spackman again, and who do we have on the phone?
Randy Badger on behalf of the Idle Groundwater Appropriators in North Snake and Magic Valley Groundwater District.
Okay.
This is J.D. May representing Rangan.
Thank you, J.D. Anybody else?
Travis Thompson for AMB Irrigation District.
Thanks, Travis. Okay, well, I posed the question before I took care of the housekeeping, but I think everybody was on. So, and Dan, you were the proponent of and the person who filed for the order to enforce. What is your sense? I guess I'd go to you first. What are we ought to be headed in this matter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Director. I was baffled by myself by the notice of scheduling conference given the court's remand order granting the motion to enforce, as well as the judge's discussion during the hearing at page 3. I'm sure this is the portion of the order you're now focused on. The order states, quote, upon remand, this court did not contemplate the director would hold a hearing or take new evidence when applying the proper burdens of proof and evidentiary standards, period. Rather, the scope of the court's orders is, upon remand, is narrow. The director must consider the evidence presented below and apply the correct burdens and standards when considering seasonal variations as part of a material injury analysis. I think that's clear. I don't think it's ambiguous. So what we were expecting was that you would issue some decision after having done what the court was telling you to do, and would have done so by now. And I think that's why the court scheduled a status conference for Monday, because he expected something by now. I suppose if, based on your order, a party wanted to raise an issue and ask for a hearing, that could be done. But to my mind, that would be the process. And then recently as well, we have a decision from the 5th Judicial District, Judge Wildman, in which he explains so that there really is no doubt what at least his understanding is of the presumption that is to be accorded to a water right, a senior water right, in a call proceeding, and the standard of proof, that is clear and convincing evidence, that is required for defense to be shown that the full quantity of the decreed water right is not or would be not or would not be put to beneficial use. Of course, the record addressed that issue, whether or not the trout companies would put the water to beneficial use. So there is a record that's clear on that. So I frankly was disappointed that we received this notice of scheduling conference for 4 days before a status conference, at which we'll have to explain that the department hasn't, in my view, complied with the most recent order.
Well, I guess I got my work cut out for me this weekend, Mr. Stanson, based on your interpretation. Mr. Simpson?
Thank you, Mr. Director. I really don't have anything further to add other than I agree with where Mr. Stanson's at with respect to his perspective of the Blue Lakes Mitigation Plan hearing and the remand that was ordered by Judge Melanson and the motion to enforce. Clear Springs has sent a letter to the department based upon counsel for the department's perspective at argument a month and a half ago in front of Judge Melanson. They didn't know how the parties wanted to proceed on remand, and there was some, I guess, perspective provided that the department wasn't sure that the parties wanted that the remand to go forward. And so in response to that, we wanted to make sure there was no issue with respect to Clear Springs' right as to whether or not, from Clear Springs' perspective, they desired to have the remand going forward. So I believe that's in the department's records now, and we too, after sending that letter, we're in the process of believing that there would be an order coming out, and then we would proceed after that order was issued.
Mr. Budge?
Thank you, Mr. Director. Morning, everybody. I, in response to Dan and John, I don't disagree with them on the point that it doesn't appear any hearing is necessary before the director, given the limited scope of the remand defined by the court. And I too had assumed that the purpose of the scheduling conference that was set today in that order was simply to position the department of letting the court know that it's being responsive and moving forward. I would note that in the order granting in part the motion to enforce the orders, the May 11th order of Judge Melanson we're talking about. At the bottom of page 3, after the portion that Dan was reading from previously, the court goes on and says, quote, as such, the director shall forthwith comply with this court's previous order on remand unless a party requests and is granted a stay. That appeared to be somewhat inviting language that the court seems to be inviting a request for a stay, and I did want to let you know and the parties know that we will be filing a motion in response to that invitation today requesting a stay of further proceedings before the director until the issues on appeal have been resolved fully and finally. I don't know what he may do with that, but that being the case, and since we do have a status and scheduling conference set before Judge Melanson on the 14th, when we probably will be given some direction on how he wants to handle that, it seems to me that we not need to do anything here to set a schedule and see where we are following Judge Melanson's status and scheduling conference next week. If nothing resolves insofar as the granting of further stay, then I would certainly concur with Dan and John that we don't need a hearing here. The director has the record and has the previous briefing and arguments of the parties and the recommendations of the prior hearing officer, and can respond to the court's directive. The third point I would make in response to Dan's comment that somehow this other recent decision of Judge Wildman in the A and B matter sets a new standard that should be applied here, I should point out that we will be filing a motion asking for reconsideration on that decision only on the limited part of the evidentiary standard, and Travis can speak to this, of course, but I would assume it's consistent with what all the parties have done in all previous cases. Since all other issues seem to go against A and B, we would anticipate they're going to file a petition for rehearing today, too. And while we all knew before Judge Wildman, historically it seems like on these important issues and cases, reconsideration typically gets granted after the original decision is laid down, and so I think there'll be probably some time before we will have any guidance that this director should rely on coming out of the A and B case, which most likely, if it follows suit of the spring case where opening briefs have now been filed and it's on its way to the Supreme Court, surface water case is headed that way, and the A and B will too. So while we have yet another decision there, I don't see that provides any binding guidance that the director needs to follow, and simply needs to follow the guidance provided by Judge Melanson.
Okay.
That's all I would have. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Anybody else want to weigh in? Mr. Baxter, any interest? Okay.
This is J.D. May.
Yeah, J.D.
Mr. Director, I just would like to be on record concurring with Dan and John and what they reported to you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, J.D.
I guess just, Mr. Director, this is Travis Thompson. I guess just one point. I think just because a petition for rehearing may be filed in a case doesn't the effectiveness of a decision, duty to follow it. There's a district court decision out there. I agree. I think that the director does have an obligation to look at that, considering such matters.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, Mr. Director, in response, though I cite to Mr. Wildman's decision, or Judge Wildman's decision, the principles he enunciated are not new or controversial. That is, a decree water right is entitled to presumptive weight. That's not going to change. that the standard for showing that one holding a decreed water right is not does not need the full quantity is clear and convincing evidence. That's not new. With respect to this notion that someone's going to file a stay now that another month delay has been accomplished by waiting until the 10th of this month to have a scheduling conference that wasn't supposed to happen, so that we should now, Blue Lake should wait further for action by the department because a motion for stay might be filed and might be granted, that is not a proper argument for you to continue not to respond to the order. You are right now under an obligation to comply with this order, as the judge said, forthwith. And until and unless a stay is granted, you're not relieved from that obligation.
Well, I'll tell everybody here, I don't take the order of the court and the remand lightly. And I think I have an obligation. Not I think, I know I have an obligation to respond and to timely respond. And my intent, after having read the documents and carefully looking at the language that you read into the record, Mr. Steenson, is I need to work on responding forthwith. And it appears to me we don't need any regurgitation or reiteration of evidence. Now, unless there's some new evidence, but I'm not sure the judge even authorized the taking of evidence in remand. So I'm inclined to start working on the order, digging through the record, and try to respond as expeditiously as I can to the remand order of the court. Now, the only question then I have at this point is, what assistance do the parties want to give me in trying to make my job easier or harder, as the case may be? I don't see that there's a need for presentation of evidence. I just don't know whether there's some desire for argument in this matter in some form. And I'm not necessarily soliciting it. I know it results in delay again. And Mr. Budge, what I'm saying is, certainly appears to me in the language that there's an opportunity to seek a stay, but until the order is stayed, I have an obligation to move forward. So what are the desires of the parties short of my working on this matter as expeditiously as possible?
Well, for Blue Lakes, I would like you to make a decision, and I would like not to engage in another round of briefing that could take a month or more. And if we have issues with the decision you make, we can take them up after it's made. But we're pre-decisional now. We are weighing down administration to the point where decisions don't get made. And I would like to see this one made very quickly.
Mr. Director, from our perspective, Clear Springs' perspective, again, we sent the letter to the department requesting that decision be made. And again, we expected that it would be made as quickly as possible. So with that, I think there's all kinds of briefing in the record. There's factual evidence in the record. All that information exists in the record right now. To have argument would just be duplicative of what's in the record.
Mr. Budge?
I would concur with that.
Okay.
I think we have an ample record. That was discussed considerably by the hearing officer, Justice Schroeder. It was discussed in the decision by former Director Tuthill. Staff has worked on it a lot, I'm sure. And each of the parties have a significant section of the briefing that went to both addressing this particular issue. So I know this seems entirely out of character, but I would agree with Dan and with John, seeing their grins already. But I think we it's before the director to make a decision. I would just ask that there be a review of the prior briefing and orders on it in conjunction with the various evidence presented.
Okay, anybody else? All right. We at least have a verbal commitment on the record that I'll prioritize this particular remand issue. And I apologize for any confusion in this scheduling order. And maybe it's at least given us a benchmark. So, and made it rise to the top. So thanks for your help today. Anything else?
No, Mr. Director.
Thanks very much. I do apologize. Go ahead.